Well, the Hustler Spirit Radio, touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it into all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome everybody to a Hustler Spirit Radio. My name is Jim Ferguson, and I am your host. I want to welcome all of my other hosts, Judy, Ken, Greg. How you guys doing out there today?
Fabulous.
All right, sounds like a winner. Judy, you sound extremely well today.
I am extremely well today.
Now, you know what? It's kind of a sexy. I feel great today. What's going on? What did you do? Something
I feel great today, darling.
Woo-wee. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I had about four guys flirt with me today, so that makes me feel happy.
Ooh-wee. I know. With something, I could tell just how you said. You said it. With a little pizzazz with it, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Good to hear that. That's what I'm talking about. Greg, how about yourself, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing real good. How's everybody doing? Had a great week.
Doing good. Did you save any lives today, man? Did you go up anything on fire? What's up?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
No, I said, did you save any lives today? Did you have any fires today?
Actually, it was last night. We had a structure fire last night. I was on the RIT team, which is we go in if anybody gets hurt. And got up there waiting to stand by, and then they called us, and we went in to relieve. They changed their mind, and we were in there, and they handed me a hose, and I'm fighting the fire. So it was a little bit different, yeah. But it was good.
Yeah, I could feel something. That's the first time I think I've ever asked you that question. I haven't. I've never asked you anything like that. And it's just, I don't know, something hit me with that. But that is perfect. That sounds like that was exciting. It sounds like that was soul-touching, too. You know what I mean? Especially when you go in like that and you can, you know, definitely give a hand. Now, today, I have had a chance to, right quick this morning, I went and sat down and I had breakfast by myself today. And something told me, I just kind of had a felt internally, I wanted to go to this one breakfast spot and sit down. They have excellent waffles and crepes and omelets and everything. Original Pancake House. I'm going to throw them something out there too here in Woodmere, close to Beechwood. And I went and sat down and grabbed something to eat. And the young lady sat me in the back, and it was quite a few people in the back. But there's one table in particular. I had a choice on turning my back to this table, or I had a choice on facing the table. And I wanted to face the table. Okay? And it was some mentally challenged young people were there. And I had came in to breakfast. I wanted to spend some time with myself and just kind of relax a little bit. And sometimes when I'm going through some things, you know, I like to spend some time with myself to identify where these things are coming from, what I can do to change those things and all the rest of that. And what I wanted to do was just that. And when I walked in the door, right quick, It was very stimulating. It was very like a shift of awareness. A happiness went over me when I seen them. Each individual, as far as my opinion or my awareness of looking at it, had different levels of challenges mentally. And the things and stuff that I'm going through right now, and not carrying any judgment on myself, doing the best that I possibly can with it, it made me realize just how free I am. It made me realize just how appreciative I am of how I am, and that I am perfect as I am, and they are perfect too. It was emotional for me to see it, but it was a happy kind of emotion. And sometimes when we're going through some things, we have to stop and just see how blessed we are in whatever we might be going through. I don't necessarily use somebody as this, somebody could be worse. I don't like using those terms. I just look at myself and I'm happy to be me. I love myself. And sometimes, you know, we just need to dig a little bit deeper sometimes in our lives to bring out the best of ourselves. And I just wanted to share that with people today, is that sometimes, you know, when you're looking at some things, I don't care what you do, whether you're in the streets, whether you're in corporate America, you know, sometimes stop and think about all the things that you got going a certain way for yourself, you know, before you start throwing blame out there, and or giving somebody else that power. So I just wanted to say that it was very eye opening for me, and I definitely enjoyed it today. I enjoyed the time, and I know it was meant for me to see that. And I also listened to my internal, and my internal said, "Do not turn your back to that. Don't turn your back to them. Face them and smile." You know, and you catch a glimpse every once in a bite, and you see somebody smile at you, and that was a warming thing. And then at the same time, sitting to my left was a lady coming in with a newborn, and then you could see intrinsically the newborn and realizing, you know, that that's a soul that has entered in and is ready to experience life to the fullest. And I got up rejuvenated from the breakfast, and I got up with a empowered view of my challenges for, you know, for the day and for the year. And I'm ready to go ahead on and tackle them and face them and go through them and learn from them. And I look forward to that. So I just wanted to say that today. I just wanted to say that. That was a very nice thing for me today. Now, Ken, on a higher note, talking even higher, because I know you've got something today that has happened to you today, so you can tell me a little bit. And I don't care. Just come up with something today, baby. I know you got something today. What were we talking about earlier, man? What were we talking about earlier? And I said I wanted to use it today on the radio. What was I talking about earlier?
I told you I wake up and I've been feeling real good about everything that's going on. You know, I feel like I've gotten to the point, like, you know, nothing. All the things that I'm doing, I know are important for me.
Right.
And I'm taking care of me.
Right.
And on those things first, and then, you know, I can venture off if I want to do something for someone else, but mainly it's for me. And I've been feeling real good about it. I don't have to be real harsh at anybody. And I've been, you know, even though I might take some flack or abuse or something from someone, I still feel good during that whole day, you know, because
right.
I don't even let that bother me.
Right. So you're able to hit that.
Yeah.
Able to get
I'm getting
it.
Getting real focused on.
Right. And then now I know what it was. You told me today that you feel a newfound ability to tell somebody what? That you, when you don't want to get engaged, or you tell somebody, basically what you're saying today is that you don't feel that you're hurting their feelings, and their feelings is not necessarily your first level of concern. And basically, what that basically is saying is that if that's not on your plan, you don't have a problem with telling somebody it's not on your plan and you're not going to engage in it. Is that basically what's up?
Yeah.
Okay. So that in that way, in that sense, that makes you feel that you are seeing the life lessons and challenges by that. Where beforehand in your life you really would kind of give in to that or be concerned about somebody.
Right,
I've
been having a real hard time, you know, from the beginning of this year. I mean, a real hard time with the things that, you know, I was trying to accomplish, the things that was coming to me.
Right.
And I had to come to some kind of agreement with myself, you know, to try to level that out and start getting...
Find some balance.
Right.
And then basically go ahead and grab the balls and go ahead and let it fly.
Yeah.
So you don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, and then at the end of the day, everybody still should be straight.
Without a doubt. He said everybody should be straight, without a doubt. That's a kind of an inside joke that we have, baby. I don't know. I'll tell you guys. It's going to take a while to tell you that one. But anyway. Listen,
can I add
so we got a fighting fire. Huh? Go ahead, Greg. What'd you say, buddy?
Oh, I wanted to add something to that.
Yeah.
I was reading the past couple of days, and it really struck me that I thank God, Source, every day for everything that happens. Because if you're going through a hard time now,
right.
Or as Ken was saying, this past year has been really, some really down and hard times.
Right.
Once you do come full circle and you start experiencing the good times, you are really thankful because you were in that low time, so you really take more appreciation of the good. Does that make sense?
So I thank
God for every experience that I have, the good and the bad, because if I only had good all the time, you would never reach, and I apologize for the dogs, you never reach the total enjoyment of knowing the good if you didn't have the bad to go with it, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay, baby, that sounds like I want to listen. Hang in there. I want everybody hanging in there. Because we got a wonderful topic coming up, and it's dealing with money. So y'all know about that. Give us a few minutes. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
A Hustler's Spirit Radio, touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Hey. All right, we are back. Listen, this is the Hustler Spirit Radio. My name is Jim Ferguson, and today, let me, I want to ring off two quick laws. You know, I want to do this every show, so Get your pens, get your ink pens ready, get your notebook ready, get this stuff going, and we're going to get in and start talking about some money. We're going to start talking about knocking some of these fears. Oh, I ain't going to talk about knocking some. Knocking all these fears in the ass. That's what we're going to do. We're going to give them a good, swift kick, and we're going to get them out. That's what we're going to do. First law, law of apperception. And what that means is everything is conscious of its own consciousness. Intelligence knows it is intelligent. The first law. Not the first, but the first that I'm speaking to you right now with. The law of attitude. And this is going to lead us into what we're going to get ready to pump it up with and talk about today with these fears and attitudes and emotions and all the rest of those things. The law of attitude. Attitude, the only weapon that can harm an individual is your freaking attitude. Think about it. Whatever attitude you take towards whatever comes at you, whatever event, whatever, if you want to call it a mishap, if you want to call it a blessing, it is about an attitude. One person can look at a car accident as being a catastrophe. The next person could say it's life-changing and soul awakening. It's an attitude. It's an attitude. So, now, with these attitudes, we form our lives. And we not only form our lives, we bring back with emotion, backed up, empowered with emotion. We bring whatever our attitudes are down to the physical plane from the etheric plane down to us, and they come with the intensity back, meaning how much emotion you put in something, that's what you get back. So the esoteric state or the astral state or whatever you want to call it, basically when you have a thought or a desire and you back it up with some emotions, what you feel coming back, what you feel is what you're going to get, you know, is what you're emotion-wise on whatever the subject matter is. When you place that emotion on a intent or whatever you might do or action or whatever, that's what you get back. So if we learn how to wield that, then we can wield in the things that we want in our lives with the intensity that we want. You understand me what I'm saying? And that's one of the main, to me, one of the most important things for us being here is the fact of how much intensity can we bring to ourselves. I mean, you know, intensity of prosperity, intensity of love, intensity of health. What is that? And all that is, and you know, also emotion with action. Think about it. How do we create? How do we manifest? What do? We've got to put action. How quickly it comes. How emotional we are about it. How much desire we have. Also that burning desire. How much emotion we have about it. Now, I was reading this book, and I came up with these ideas from the book, and these basically are dealing with attitudes. So we're trying to get the prosperity in, we want to get that money in, we want to get the health in, we want to get the relationships in. So I'm going to run over these 36 real quick, and then we're going to kind of break a couple of them down and talk about them today, and I know we've got some stuff for next week too. Learning. That's a lot of people I've talked to. You know, the first thing you tell somebody, well, man, I'm going to college. Man, you're too old to go to college. Man, you're too much of a fool to make that statement because you ain't never too old to do a damn thing. I don't care what it is. And we're in school and college right now. This show is about college and the life, the college of life, the life of college, however you want to place it. Whether you're husband, wife, kids, grandchildren, we're all in the process of learning first. Practice perfectly to make perfect. Now this is very important. Second one, have an open mind. Then be flexible. Focus on continuous self-improvement. How many people do you know, and I just want to run over this stuff quick, are under self-denial, off the chain? Self-denial, to me, in my opinion, is one of the most detrimental things that you can. How can you stop an alcoholic or help an alcoholic if he doesn't admit he's an alcoholic? I haven't seen it happen. I mean, I'm not an expert at that, but think about it. How can anybody be helped, or the fact of doing anything past a certain point until you recognize that it applies to you. So that's just a thing. Direction. Dream big dreams. And these are fundamentals coming from multi-millionaires, all put together. Let's say it might have been 100 of them, and they took the top 36. Dream big dreams. Very important. What do you start manifesting stuff at? Think about it. Have a clear sense of direction. That means you got to know where you're going and what you want. You don't put your order in the universe properly. Come on now, people out there. Think about it. What can we do? Where are we going? If you ain't got the order right, universe is not going to get the order right for you. You got to place the order. So you got to have a clear sense of direction. Set goals and write them down. People say, well, man, but I know them. Why I got to write them down? Writing them down is also a imprint onto universe. It shows universe that you are willing to not to only speak your desires, not to only think about your desires, but that you will take the time to write the desires. Now, a lot of people, a lot of philosophies, they tell you this. Why? Of course, it's for your subconscious mind. Of course, we are in the belief that the subconscious mind is the closest thing to infinite intelligence. And that's what we're going on. That's what I'm going. That's my opinion on it. That's what we're going on. So in doing so, you're etching in stone your desires. What is it to write them down? It helps with your memory, conscious, and that goes over to subconscious. So I would say yes. Now, here's another thing. And I think a lot of successful people that you see that are successful, they are unique. And this one heading was uniqueness. Be unique. Be unique. Be different, and it's okay to be different. Think out the box. Go out the box. Love out the box. Anything you want to do out the box, just do it. But be unique. Help. Subcategory. Associate with the right people. Of course, that's a dynamic exchange of energy. That's a dynamic exchange of thought. Very important. I mean, you know, why not talk about prosperity? Why talk about something else? Hey, if that's what you want to do, then look for it coming. That's what it is. Focus. Master one thing. How many of us go through a whole complete life and we do not master at least one thing? And we have to ask ourselves that. Have you mastered one thing yet? Completely mastered it. Do one thing at a time. And remember now, there's a millionaire giving you their personal attitudes and personal insights, their beliefs, okay? We're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We're just trying to understand the wheel better. That's just my opinion. Optimism and belief. Be an optimist. Be a positive thinker. Believe in yourself. How many times on the show did we talk about this, people? How many times we talked about it? Be a positive thinker. Very important for manifesting things in your life. Believe in yourself. The most important thing. You got to believe that you can do the act. You got to believe that you can do it. Personal value. Have strong personal value. Dedicate yourself to serving others. Be honest with yourself and others. Once again, we get back to the denial part. You're under denial about something. How can you then create a fix for it if you're under denial? What have been the shortcomings? Be the first to give. And also, I would add something to that too, be the first to receive. You feel what I'm saying? Not only just be the first to give, but don't throw anything out of balance. Because if you look at a complete circle of giving and receiving, there's no break point. That means you can't tell me where there's a starting point and an ending point to a complete 360-degree circle. So that means, surely as you give, you must be a cheerful receiver. That's Jimbo words, and I think that's a lot of other people's words out there, too. I do think it works, because for so long, people can give, and be out of balance on receiving. I'm talking about receiving little things, little compliments. It's not just tangible, material things. But if somebody says, hey, man, I really like that jacket, then don't say, oh, man, it ain't nothing. Yeah, it is something. I bought it. I got it. And thank you for the compliment, you know. And you could, you know, people can come, ladies can come up and say, Jimmy, you're so sexy, and I know you're so sexy. Yeah, of course, baby. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. That's my attitude towards it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to turn that down. Let's keep it real. Big Daddy, are we straight or are we not straight? Passion and commitment. Do what you love. Develop a workaholic mentality. Be persistent. be committed. Woo! How many people are really committed? Ask ourselves. Ask yourself. What are you committed to? What are you committed to right now? And anybody out there listening, what are you committed to? Be patient. Pay the price in advance. Develop self-discipline. Take risks. Accept responsibility. Don't run from it. Accept it. Don't despair at failure. Know you're not perfect. Accept ups and downs, which we talk about as change of seasons. That's basically it. Develop resilience. Fall, but don't stay down. Very important. Urgency, subcategory. Make decisions fast and prompt. Develop a reputation for urgency without rushing. You know what I mean? Get it done, but you don't have to rush. And then underemployment,
radio,
as the 36th one, be self-employed. Be your own boss and don't be scared to be your boss. So that's kind of what I wanted to go over to kind of set the prelude to what we're talking about today. And I want to say something right quick on incarnation.
Keeping it hard all
and being incarnate. I know we got a break
keeping
coming up.
Keeping it in you all night.
The object of each incarnation is to change the pattern
and
of the data system to higher quantitative
radio.
Knowledge. But to do it gradually.
Spirit,
so when you think
radio.
About it,
touching
you
one
think about
at
past
time.
Lives, if you have
touching
that ability to do
soul,
so. I have, and I appreciate that ability. But that the fact of that every reincarnation is to strengthen and to increase the quality of your knowledge and for you to accept that challenge and accept that responsibility.
Hard all
we're going to take a quick break. Long. We'll be back in a couple minutes. This is Jim Ferguson for Hub Street Radio.
It in
right
you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit.
Radio.
A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Hey, one of the subjects I want to talk about today, we'll get everybody in to comment on this one, because this one alone, I know we won't get a chance to make it through all this material for today, but we're going to have some fun with this one. The thing that I have seen and want you guys to jump in on it is the attitudes that we have to challenge where did they come from, to be aware of where they came from, to challenge our beliefs, where did they come from, why do we still have them, to challenge our fears in life, workplace, love, relationships, health, I don't care what it is, think about it. And my opinion of it would be, and the things that I do for myself is that I like to go deep into a belief and break it all the way down and then surrender to it. So if I have a belief and I say, you know what, man, I gotta change this shit. I gotta change it. This is not proper for me. Why do I have this belief? Is this belief somebody else's belief?
Well, usually that's what it is. We get patterned from so many different people when we're younger and we grow into like a certain pattern. I think we said something about on a show when I was with someone and they called a copy, a photostatic copy, and it was just something that was just, you know, the wording of a copy.
Gotcha.
Was just handed down to him, so everywhere he goes, I need a photostatic copy of this.
Right.
You know, and he copies and patterns his life. Or a lot of people do that, pattern their lives of what their dad did and what their uncles did, and it worked for them, so it's got to work for me, which is bullshit.
Right. It could be. Or it could work.
It could work.
Right. It could depend on what it
but,
is. Right. But
if,
right.
If you, a lot of times, you have to have some versatility, too, and be able to change and alter and, you know, tweak some things, you know, because life is changing very fast and rapidly. I mean, technology, everything about it is different.
Right.
And we're coming to, like, new ages and new things, and you have to, you know, have that versatility to adjust and tweak yourself up.
Right. No, that is perfect, Pimpy. That's perfect.
But
guess what? Here's the deal. I'm going to let you guys come in on this and comment on this. Here's the deal with that. In my opinion, if people are unconscious, they're not going to get that. If you sat down in a restaurant or a bar or a club or a bookstore, depending on what it is, and I think it's a different kind of clientele of people come to a bookstore. That's why I'm so at home with that. But any one of the, whether you're on a porch, sit down, listen to conversations and tell me how many conversations that you overhear. Be a scientist about it. That you overhear that you would say, that's some unconscious shit. You know what I mean? That's just unconscious. And I think it's either one or two things. It's either one. Either you're conscious of how things operate, or you're not. And it's just a lot of things and a lot of societies and a lot of control is based upon people not being conscious. That's it. I mean, think the government got you by your nuts over the fact of that you don't know who you are. Literally, they got you, baby. It's a done deal. Government, world, I don't give a damn what you do. Societies, the whole nine yards is about one thing. Your ass not knowing who you are. And knowing if you don't know who you are, you're not going to be free. Period. Because what level of truth is in it, if whatever that is, if you don't know who you are? If you don't know what you're capable of doing, man, how can you be free? The motherfuckers look at you like, what do you mean, man, be free? What do you mean conscious? I'm conscious. I'm a human being. How many people can literally walk in the street and you ask them questions? And matter of fact, damn it, I'm going to try it. Let's go do 400 people by next month. And let's just say, listen, man, I got a little thing going on here, man. Would you say that you're just a human being going through a physical world, or do you feel that you're a soul going through a human experience? And I'm curious, and we'll put it on the website. So I'm challenging myself, I'm challenging you, Ken, I'm challenging you, Judy, and Greg, do the same thing. Keep a note, and let's see what numbers are going to, and anybody else out there listening, think about it. How many people do you know right now, man, that you could say something like that to? How many people? You think about changing fast, man, people are concerned about keeping their ass inside the house with the door closed. They're not caring about engaging, jumping into anything. They're not caring about that shit. They're not giving a damn about that. So, and what goes wrong with that? People take advantage of that. And in my personal opinion, some people don't mind people taking advantage of them to a certain degree anyway, because they don't want the responsibility to make decisions themselves. They don't want the responsibility to be God. They don't want that, or to be God-like. They don't want that responsibility. So what better not is it to cover yourself up and say, shit, man, the Bible says, man, I ain't got what? What? You're not a part of what you came from?
Well, a lot of people look for sympathy and want somebody to feel bad for them to move on to the next phase anyway.
Judy, what'd you say?
Don't go into sympathy with somebody that's whining or anything like that.
Right.
I don't listen to it.
Right.
Because I'm working right now with a man with cancer, and they brought him in yesterday, and he could hardly walk down the hallway. And they brought him into the room. I mean, he was just all slumped over, and he was a pretty young man, and he was just out of it, and he's got cancer. And I began working on him and putting energy into his body, and as I'm doing that, I'm talking to him and realizing he's all locked up in an old paradigm of the way life should be.
Right. Yep.
And so I'm passing energy through his body, and I'm watching life come back into him, into his eyes, and I'm talking to him about the circumstances of his life, and he's 51 years old and still lives at home with his parents.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And I told him, I said, I think it's time
mm-hmm.
for you to start looking at it a different way. So he comes back in today totally revitalized, and he's beginning to make plans to do his life differently, to move out, to take care of him, because until he moves out and creates a life all his own, and he said, I'm afraid to leave. He said, because I can't take all my stuff with me. And I said, honey, leave your stuff behind and walk out the friggin' door.
Yep, that's right.
And as I was talking to him, he began to change right in front of my eyes.
Right. Right.
People don't realize they can change. They can make a different decision.
Well, that's what Ken and I were talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ken and I were talking about this in past shows. You've got to break the program tapes of people putting you down. You got to leave the old stuff behind, and you got to take that scary first step to the new beginning. And once you do that, all that will fall away instantly, and you're a new person. And with all the stuff Beauty and I do, that's what we do. We break that paradigm. We break the old program tapes that the people have been drummed in year after year after year. And once we get them realize there is that possibility of change and of something different from where they're at, then that's where the magic is.
You know what
I do is just pass pure love through his body. I just put pure, unconditional love into his body.
And
I watched him unfold, love and light into his body, and he began to wake up. His eyes started glowing. He stood up. He walked out with his shoulders square, and now he's realizing he can do something about his life.
Yeah, he realizes that he can do something about his situation.
About his life.
Realizing that. That's right. That is right. That is right.
But you pure love and intent, just like you said, Jim. I put all my passion into it.
Right.
And he realized he was in the presence of somebody who loved him unconditionally, no matter what happened.
And all his old stuff that he's holding on to is the chains that are keeping him back. The minute he lets go of that old stuff that he wants to take with him, then the chains are, and he's free.
That's right.
Walk out the door. Yeah, I just said, walk out the door. Leave your stuff behind. God will give you more stuff, so don't worry about it.
Exactly. It's on loan anyway. I don't care what it is. You're talking on the material side. It's on loan anyway. And that's kind of part of what I wanted to kind of get into, was creating a magnificent life. The key to having a beautiful life is to have the awareness of all, okay, of all the situations we are creating. And I'll say that again. The key to having a beautiful life is to have the awareness of all the situations we are creating. We are creating. We are not life victims. Stop judging ourselves and others. There is nothing to defend or fight over. There's no point of view to justify. Don't waste your personal power fighting over anything. And basically, there's some key points that, you know, you hear us talk about being a warrior and being this and being that, but that warrior basically means that is an internal war with ourselves, to understand ourselves, to become a warrior spiritually, to accept or have the acceptance of life as it is. And that, you know, it is what it is how it is, and it is as it should be. So, but then at that moment of that last sentence, we know that then we can change all and every outcome by changing ourselves now and becoming aware. Now, we can change that. And that man can change his once he accepted the fact that he can change.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And have no judgment, and to work from the place of unconditional love. And that's what you just said, Judy. That is the key to becoming
love.
A warrior. To becoming a warrior. To work from a plane of unconditional love. And in the situations, people, society, that takes a warrior's mentality to do. The stuff coming at you on a day-to-day basis, man, that takes a warrior's mentality. Period. That's something else. It really does. And there's another part that I want to talk about today, too. Once we have awareness, or once we become aware and go and move towards the awareness, the higher awareness levels, and that we realize that we have choice, and if you think about it, you've got so many things out there telling you that we can make choices for you better than you can yourself. Think about it. Just run that through. We're not going to get cooked, but think about what I just said. There's so many things out there, so many laws placed in motion, there's so many societies out there, there's so many points of views out there, and basically, government, all the rest, we can make choices for you better than you can yourself. And that's what they want you to believe. You have to believe that you, you and you only, can make the best choices, the higher, most highest vibrating choices for your life yourself. And you shouldn't be fearful of that. And the fact of that we can change our routines, we can change our reactions, and when we change our reactions to certain events that happen in our life, we can change our entire life. Free will equals that when we have the free will and understand that we do have free will, that it gives us the ability to start remembering, is basically what I was trying to say there, that we can remember, that we can remember what we are. The mastery of awareness, and that's, there's like 3 points of mastery, in my opinion, and I'm agreeing with what I have read and researched. The mastery of awareness, becoming aware of our daily lives, you know, doing that, and the mastery of transformation, taking action and making changes, kind of right in line with what Judy was saying about this gentleman that she's working on. And the last one is the mastery of intent. And that is very important in my mind. I think next show we'll definitely get into those three, because in those three, man, we can really knock the head crap out of fear. And I think too, in some of those things, and even talking about the gentleman that you worked on today, Judy, was the fact that if we look at fear as being an ally, fear as being that nitroglycerin that we need, fear as being that nitromethane that we put in race cars, I think once we do that, we take the brunt away from fear. I believe that truly in my heart, we take the brunt away. Once we embrace anything, you know, I think we can make the choice of empowering it or depowering it. Embracing it. It's the things that we don't embrace. I mean, think about it. You know, situations or responsibilities, if we don't go head on at it, if we don't embrace it, what happens? It seems like they pick up momentum when we don't.
Keeping it hard all day.
So I'm thinking about, you know, we need to go ahead and embrace that. Listen, we're going to take another break. We'll be right back. And maybe show us flying. We're out of here. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Hustler's Spirit. Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Welcome back. And I've enjoyed this show today. I haven't had some, and it's really, really touched me deep today. I had some wonderful things today, and I am appreciative of all of the things that I have experienced today and all that I have experienced my whole life. I am so thankful for. And all of the things that people would have called mishaps, I have empowered myself by accepting responsibility to things that have happened to me and what people have done to me. And you move on, you tell yourself that, I just paid for a lesson, and we move on. You know what I mean?
I mean, I was talking to you about that earlier today, you know, like I've had a lot of stuff, changes and things happening to me, but I feel like I'm enthusiastic about all of it that's happening to me, and I appreciate it all, you know, and I'm happy. It makes me feel good.
But don't you feel empowered? Don't you feel empowered when you feel that way?
I'm the one in control, you know, no one, you know, just these little changes someone trying to throw at me or something, they can't, it's still not going to stop me from being me and doing what
you.
I have to do.
And doing you.
And we still straight.
We still straight. Woo! Man, that's what I'm talking
about. All right, Ken, go, boy, go.
You're right.
You're empowering yourself. You're empowering yourself.
That's right. God's right
behind you, saying, "Go, boy, go."
That's right. I think that's a very positive. Man, listen, should we go ahead and say what we mean when we say we straight, man? Should I go ahead and tell them what that means?
Yeah, you can go ahead.
I'm going to tell them. Judy, you might have to cover you. No, I ain't going to say you got to cover your ears, baby.
I'm old enough. I've heard it all.
You might have got into something last week. Okay, I'm going to tell you what happened. This is what happened. There's somebody that we know. I ain't going to mention no names, but there's somebody that we know. Anyway, homie got a woman, right? What happened was, he see this woman, and this woman does things for him. You understand me? Well, does things to him and for him.
Right.
Okay. Now, and he enjoys spending time with this woman, and he enjoys making love to this woman. And he's pretty sure he enjoys it all, as far as what he's told me. So one time, they got into his argument, whole 9 yards, I guess, you know, she wanted something, he didn't want to give it up, whatever it might have been. So after the whole argument went down, and he had us rolling when he told us that, he said the woman was going on, blah, 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 you ain't blah, you need to do this, and I'm tired of this shit, and I'm blah, 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 blah. And after all of that, he stood there, he said he was just quiet, and he asked her one question. He said, "Baby, but all through that, but are we still straight?" Because that man did not want whatever she was doing. He ain't want that to stop. So that was the joke behind "we still straight." So that's kind of what that was. You know what I mean? So when you hear somebody say that, it might be the same basic thing. But that's kind of how that was. I thought that was funny. It is funny because I'm leaving some stuff out. But you know what I mean? Y'all can use your own imagination.
I have an imagination, so I hear everything you're saying.
I know you read my mind anyway, probably, Judy, so I ain't hiding nothing from you anyway.
I know. I see your little head going right now. I see all those visions in your head, and I see you grinning from ear to ear, so no problem.
Without a doubt. But that's kind of, and you know what, though? And honestly, we can laugh and joke about that, but we have to sometimes ask ourselves that, man. You really, I mean, not applying it to that form, but you have to ask yourself, man, am I straight? Am I straight? You know what I mean? What's going on? You know, and then kind of, and at the same time, you know what? Not be so damn critical of yourself and not be, see, I can say, you know what, man, it's so empowering not to judge, but you got to be at the same time limiting how much you judge yourself. Because that's my biggest downfall. If I don't do something and it's not perfect, I'm hard on myself.
Don't take that stuff out of you.
And you can't perform. If I gotten scared when that they brought me in a guy with cancer, you know, and I said, "Oh my God, I can't do that," I couldn't have done it. I could not have done it. But something inside me said, "Judy, you can do this. No problem."
You didn't give the power to the cancer, Jim.
Right.
You can't do that. So.
Right.
And that's, you have the power.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We don't know.
What I told him, Yeah, I just told this guy, I said, now I want you to envision square box sponge pants on your shoulder. And he sort of looked at me, and his eyes popped open, and he said, yeah, I said, those SpongeBob's going through and soaking up all those cancer cells now with those fancy pants he's got on.
That
guy's eyes popped open, and I'm telling you, he began to feel better because he figured SpongeBob was in there doing his thing.
Right. And whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Right, whatever it takes. And I think that's a wonderful attitude to have, too. Shit, whatever it takes, man. Because, you know.
See, one person I used Pac-Man. Had Pac-Man
right.
going through
yeah.
doing that and did the exact same thing.
Exactly. You know what? And it's you being visual and then expressing that visualization to the client or to the patient that you're with. I think that's how we come out of things anyway, man. We got to have vision for it to come out and to get in. I ain't talking about just to come out of something. It might be some things we want to get into. You know what I mean?
It's always a point you start at, and you can once you start at that point and you get into that point, you can go to another point, and before you know it, you're in it.
Yeah, because there's some things that, you know, you definitely want to get into. You know, you hear people say, oh, I want to get out, and I don't want it. Man, there's some stuff I want to get in. You see what I'm saying?
Right. you want to get straight, right, Jim?
Dude, you got to see the look he just gave me. You got to see it. I'm going to bust on him. I'm busting on him right here. Woo! Yeah, but no, on the real side, that is for real. So we just, I think from there, you know, we just by that alone, by what you guys have said, you know what I mean, and realizing that we have the power, and I think that's an excellent note to close on. It's an excellent note to you know, to be able to think about for next week, and I know I want to get back into, some crystal work next week, too. I have got one in my pocket that is just I got a big hunk of raw crystal in my right pocket right now. And I'm talking about as soon as I placed that crystal into my pocket, I had some things that felt like they were washed away. And I've got a sunstone on that I don't take off. Every blue moon, I'll take it off. But other than that, I believe in it. I trust in it. I have faith in it. And I can feel the difference myself, and people around me can feel it too. And so definitely, I want to get into some crystals next week too. Now, Judy, you got anything? You got any seminars coming up, darling? You got any travel trips? Any plans going on with you? What's going on?
I sure am. I'm going out to Seattle, and I'm going to get certified in this matrix, so I can be an official matrix person and go around and heal all these kinds of wonderful people.
Okay, so that's what you're doing.
Talking about focus, I'm going out the end of May, the 1st of June.
Perfect.
And it's been my total focus, and I needed $4,000, and God gave me $4,000 to do this. If you focus on what you want, the funds will come into you.
Yeah, they will.
Exactly. And they did. That's all I want. I'm focused on one thing, and that's what you started the program at. Focus on one thing.
That's
what I'm doing. And it's happening. It's happening.
And Judy will be a certified matrix energetic practitioner.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am very proud of you.
Thank you, darling.
Definitely. I want you to send every bit of extra energy you got, send it over to my pocket. Send it over.
It's in your pocket right now.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, Jim. Jim, here you go. Tell me when you feel this.
Here you go, Jim. It's coming in.
Here you go. Ready? All right.
Come on. I've been ready. I was ready when I came in.
All right.
Come on.
All right. Here you go. Catch it.
I got it, baby.
Now put that in your heart.
By next Wednesday, I'm going to tell you something.
Put that in your heart. All right, Ken. Here you go. I'm going to set you up right here. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Here you go, Kenny.
Here we go.
Catch this. You should feel it.
Here we go.
And then put it into your heart.
And put it in Jim's pocket.
You know what? You must have read my mind, baby, because I'm thinking about intercepting what was coming. I sure was. I ain't going to lie. I was thinking right here.
Yeah.
I felt it.
And I bet you could feel it in that pocket, too, couldn't you, Jim?
Oh, yeah. Pocket getting a little bit heavier, darling. Listen, I want to
yeah,
thank
that's
you guys.
Good.
I do want to thank you guys again today. Now, you know what, Judy, I asked you that, but Greg, what do you got going on, man? I mean, what you got going on?
Well, I've got, in August, I've got Wizards training coming up, Matrix Energetics. So.
That's what I'm talking. Now that's another level of training.
I'm already there. I'm already a certified practitioner, and I'm helping out at the seminar in the Wizards training. So.
Okay, got you. Now, do you have to have a prerequisite before you get into that class?
Yeah, you have to do. Oh, well, you have to do a level one and two.
Right.
And you have to do another level one and two in practitioner certification. So. Yeah.
Okay. Now, when are you going to that?
I'll be doing that in August.
Sounds good.
So you got two practitioners on your list here, Jim. We can do anything you want.
That's what I'm talking about. That makes me feel good too. Now,
if I can transfer Jim in the middle of a parking lot, and it happens, so it's,
oh,
it's
baby,
definitely
you know
worth.
I'm right with you, man. I ain't looked back since that day for sure. You know what I mean? I ain't looked back. Stuff wipe off my skin, dude, like water off a rhino's butt. So I'm fine. Yeah. Trust me. Anybody got to ask me to do a work? Yes, without a doubt. Now, Ken, anything you got going on, man, that you want to share with anybody out there, baby?
Yes, we're going to have something going on between the two of us. We're going to start promoting this show a little better. We're going to start, like, hitting a couple cities. I got something planned. I think we're going to do something in July, maybe, like, down in New Orleans or something.
Okay. Okay, maybe we can get everybody else to come down there, too, so we can Okay. Oh, yes, definitely. I think that'd be perfect, man.
We could heal all those people in New Orleans. We could heal people in New Orleans.
That's what I'm saying. I'd like to grab me some nice gumbo down there.
Touching one soul.
Definitely. Listen, we're out of time. I've had a ball today with everybody. I thank you guys. I thank you. The universe always keep a listening ear to all of you. This is Jim Ferguson for Hustler Spirit Radio, man. We will see you guys next week, same
time.
Bring
it hard all day.
Same time.
Talk to you. All right, y'all.
Love y'all.
All right. Bye-bye.
Be good. Be straight.
Keep it straight, baby. Yeah. Keep it straight.
Keep it straight, baby.
Lubricating and stimulating. A Hustler Spirit Radio. A Hustler Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Heroes Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio. With your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.